Good morning. We're doing the Shine series. last week, we created our story. We said there was a before story, a then story, and then after, and we were challenged to share it. We shared it in partners, and we were challenged to share it with our friends. Today, we're doing engaging our circle. So, we did lead the course in April. Some of you were there. So there we learned how to pray, pursue, and persuade. This is called a core circle, right? So we chose three friends or family members who were lost. They didn't know about God, and we felt that we wanted to share this greatness of who God is with these people. So that's what we did. If you were there, if not, it's fine. You'll get your opportunity to do that. Okay, so we're going to get a piece of paper at your table. So now we're going to be able to write our own core circles, right? So you're going to write, you're going to draw the circle, and then you're going to write pray, pursue, and persuade. So under the prayer, you're going to write three friends or family members who you want to pray for. And then once you've prayed for them, you'll move them on to the pursue place. So when you pursue them, only after you've pursued them will you move their name to the side where it says persuade. So just like in that circle, there's Tandiwe, Abigail, and Anna. These are not my friends. So you write those people and then you pray for them with passion. Once you prayed for them with passion, you'll pursue them with love. You see, so the only person who that person was able to pursue was Tandiwe. You see, and then once she's able to pursue with love, Utandiwe, you'll persuade with truth. So so the time you're going to get now is to write your core circle down. And then, yeah, pray about this. Like, ask God who you feel in your life really, really needs to know more about God. Who it could be your sister. It could even be your parents. You know, you guys can start. I'll chat in the meantime. For me, it's like my best friend. We've been best friends since 2009, and she was a Christian, and she's backslidden so far. She's doing things that are just not right. She knows about God, but she just feels that God is irrelevant in her life. So that's one of the people that I am pursuing with love, I'm praying for, and I'm going to persuade. She knows I love Jesus, and, you know, it's up to me. How can I not share this goodness of God? I hope everyone has thought of three people. Even two, it's okay, because sometimes it's hard thinking of the people. So now we're going to be watching the video. So get as much as you can. You'll learn much more about what we're doing now in the video. Cool. I remember when, in 2013, I was a missionary in Germany. And in Germany, there's lots of Turkish and Muslim people. And I remember I went to one school, and there were these Muslim girls, and they, because we, the way we shared the love of God is that we sang, we danced, we had skits, and then we did workshops, and when it was time for us to leave, these girls were crying, and then they were standing in front of our bus like they made a human chain, because they didn't want us to leave, because the first time in their life, someone prayed for them. Someone pursued them. Someone told them about this love of God. You know, because we were wondering, why are these girls crying? Why are they so, you know, why are they so emotional? Why don't they allow us to leave? And then they said to us, it's because for once, someone told them that they are loved. Someone told them that they are wanted. Someone told them to have a purpose and that God has a plan for them. You know, so sometimes we don't always see, you know, what we are planting, but because the core circles with your friends and your family, you're able to see and engage with these people. For me, it was really sad because we had to leave this town. We couldn't stay. We couldn't spend more time with them because when you're a missionary, you go from one town to the next town to the next town. You literally do your thing, let Jesus do his thing, and you leave. But at least by this, you're able to sit there and you're able to have a conversation that is long, that doesn't have to end today, that can carry on tomorrow, the next day, the next day. So now with the people in your core circle, you have to ask great questions. Don't ask them, do you believe in God? Or are you a sinner? not those type of questions. Engage, but not enrage. Don't make them upset. Don't argue also when you're speaking to someone about God, because that's going to make them have walls. Whatever you say, they're not going to listen to it. They're going to speak back at you. They're also going to argue, and then nothing is going to be solved. Nothing is going to be resolved. The love of God is not going to come through to them. And secondly, you must admire something about them. Say, you know what? I love the fact that you really hold strong what you believe in. Because some people, they believe so much that something doesn't exist, or in evolution. And you just wish that they believe so much like that in God. You know, so you can say, you know, I admire how much you value what you believe in. Or I love how much you have such a caring heart. And then you bring it back to God. You know how much God cared for you. He sent his son Jesus. He died on the cross for your sin. You know, John 3:16 vibes. You shy in somehow, you know, in the conversation. You just bring in God easy, without making the person feel uncomfortable. And third, you admit that you needed to be rescued. For me, I grew up in church. I stayed on a mission when I was young. A mission is when, because my grandfather was an archdeacon, so he was an Anglican, so then we stayed in the church. The church had its house for the... So I grew up in church. The only thing I know is Jesus. The only thing that makes sense to me is Jesus. And it was tough, obviously, then in high school when everyone else is doing all these things, people not inviting me to their parties because they know Masi's always at church. She's always at church. You know, it's her life. But what I realized, even though they knew I was a church girl and I loved God, I found them coming to me in secret, asking me to pray for them. They came to me asking for advice. It was so cool that in front of everyone else, oh, Masi's that girl. But in private, they just open up. They tell me about all these things, and I'm able to tell them about the love of God, and I'd pray with them, and obviously they don't tell their friends that, you know. And I realized it was always like the same group of people. They don't know that all of them have come for prayer, but they try to be so cool, you know. So I missed that whole thing. Yes, I was bullied for, you know, my beliefs, but it was okay because the only thing that made sense to me was God. You know, so I also had to admit that I had times where I didn't know my identity. I tried to fit in, you know, and sometimes we feel lost. It doesn't have to feel lost in the sense of spirituality and God. Sometimes you just feel lost in who you are. You just don't know who you are. So now in pairs, we're going to ask each other these questions. Quick, just between two people. It's not a group thing. Hello, everybody. I hope you guys had a great parent share. So I'm going to pray, right? But the challenge is that you must engage your circle. So all the three names that you've written down, you do something about it. You go, you pray for them, you pursue, you persuade. Engage, but not enrage. Remember, do not upset the person, but instead ask great questions. What's the other one? Ask great questions. And admit is the third one. You admire and then you admit. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for being such a great God. I thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord. And I pray that we can share that with other people, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, that this week we're able to engage our circles. All the names that we've written down, we're able to pursue them. We pray for them and persuade them, Lord, Father God, to know you, Lord. Have a gospel conversations, Lord, that we can show people your love, Lord, Father God, and also admit where we have gone wrong so they can see your grace that you have placed upon our lives, Lord, that we also are not perfect, but with you, Lord, you make us worthy, Lord, that our worth comes from you, from what you say about us, Lord, Father God. I thank you for who you are, Lord, Father God, and I pray that we all have a blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen. So next week, we'll be continuing the conversation. That's on Sundays. On Fridays, you guys should really come because we're going to be playing Uno. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, have a great week.